You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 75, Uncalled For. Certainly, we could have thought that we had put racism behind us. It's 2015, but I guess not. So my shameless plug this week is extra shameless, as in I appreciate your patience with me being so very behind on the last many weeks and months of podcast episodes. Yeah, you know, it's what it is. So, but anyway, I'll go into it. And with that, let's start the news. End of school pool party turns bad. Cop holds down black teen girl. Wow, yeah. Okay, so a group of black teens were coming to a pool party in McKinney, Texas, in an upscale neighborhood when things got out of hand. A resident called the cops, and they tried using all manner of force to control the situation. The invite for the party was posted on a Facebook page. The teens assumed it was a party that they could attend. Instead, they didn't make it to the pool dressed in their swimsuits. Cops forced a bikini-clad girl to the ground. There's actual YouTube video of this. Pressing his knee into her back. Yeah. The video is pretty hard to watch. The same cop also drew his gun on the teens, trying to get them to leave and disperse. So various conflicting reports are all over the place, with residents saying the teens were rude and playing loud music. Others that saw what was happening said the officers were being very aggressive. Well, yeah, with a knee in a teen's back, I could see that. So a man that was the one who called the cops was also involved with some of the other adults that confronted the black kids as they came into the neighborhood. Well, you can kind of picture how the chaos is going on here with this whole situation. So, you know, the whole thing turned out to be a total disaster and, like I just mentioned, chaos, with the initial video footage getting over 10 million views in the following days. The officer was placed on leave and eventually resigned. Going back to the video, I'll post the link to the YouTube video in the show notes on this. The residents had mixed views, with a few of them sad that the series of events escalated to a point of violence and force. Yeah, so, you know, you go and you watch this video, and you're looking at what's happening. I mean, you know, there's some things that whoever took the video, it doesn't show. You know, there's the conflicting reports, you know, were the teens causing issues? Were they causing problems? You know, were they coming in, you know, just, you know, making all sorts of manner of demands or threats? You know, I mean, it doesn't show any of that. So, but, you know, still, you know, there's more professional ways to handle this. And, you know, shame on these cops who came in all guns a-blazing and pointed guns at these teens and, you know, forced them down. You know, use better judgment. You know, you guys are the professionals. You know, you're supposed to be coming into a situation and trying to de-escalate it on a more professional level. Not, you know, not Keystone cops are all, you know, running around and, you know, just trying to, you know, prove that you're some type of macho power hungry trip or whatever. You know, God, it just irritates me that, you know, we see this kind of stuff. You know, regardless of what race the kids were, geez, you know, what the hell? Make shit work better, you know? Learn how to deal with it. You're the professional who went to training for years. Don't get over, you know, excited about the situation. You know, you don't have to be calm, but you don't have to, you know, like I said, all guns are blazing trying to make this thing happen, you know, and trying to make, you know, get rid of these teens, you know? You know, but, you know, when it does come to race, I just want this race divide to end, you know. So this week's rant will go into a little more of that. A Texas teacher posts on Facebook blaming black people, asking for them to be segregated. So this is related to the pool party, the teen pool party here. Karen Fitzgibbons, a fourth grade school teacher, posted calls for the black teens involved in the McKinney, Texas pool party to be segregated to one side of town. Her blaming the black kids for causing racial tension, She's also labeled residents in the pool area as innocent, assuming that people were not black, that were not black, were being harassed by these teens, alluding to the 50s and 60s as a time when we were really on to something. I think this teacher's on to something, too. Something not quite right. So the teacher eventually deleted her Facebook post and apologized, but it was too late. She and many others that were so quick to blame one race over the other harbor feelings of racism that can't be held back. I wish they would not only hold back their views, but move to change their views. The 50s and 60s are in the past, as they should be, and should any of our thoughts and actions against the blacks and many others today. You know, it's 2015 again. You know, why the hell are we still fighting this race divide? You know, it makes me wonder why these kinds of people are so quick to blame things on the minority again. Okay, I'm going to go into more detail on my rant this week. So, you know, all this stuff's leading up to the rant. So the teacher was not, she wasn't disciplined. You know, she didn't lose her job over this thing, you know, which, you know, I'm glad, you know, she made an error in judgment, you know, but what caused her to say that? What kind of feelings are deep down inside of her? What kind of feelings are deep down inside other people that immediately blame one side or the other? So, anyway, again, you know, here comes the rant right after this next news story here. Prisoners at New York prison escaped through manhole, used power tools and other things to create an escape. So both prisoners, David Sweat and Richard Matt, chiseled away at concrete walls using the Shawshank Redemption movie as inspiration. And steam pipes, cut through steam pipes for weeks until they were able to find their way out via catwalks and using the inside parts of the prison to escape through a manhole cover. So their getaway ride from a Joyce Mitchell, who was a prison worker who had taken a liking to the prisoners, never showed up. They escaped on foot into the woods of the area surrounding the prison, which is located in Dannemora, New York. So some 20 days later, Richard Matt was shot and killed. The other prisoner, David Sweat, was eventually caught and told his story to authorities. Joyce Mitchell, the no-show getaway girl here, was charged with giving the two escapees the tools needed to create an exit from the prison. So the manhunt was nightly news, as were the reports of the embarrassment that this prison became lax in their monitoring of the prisoners. Prison escapes are quite interesting stories. I've read a few over the years. Of course, movies and things like that. You know, as they alluded to, the Shawshank Redemption, great movie, by the way, if you've not seen it. But these things are weeks in the planning. This David Sweat, part of his story to authorities, you know, he was talking about how he got into, you know, at night, you know, after 11:30, lights out type of situation, you know, he would continue to, you know, once they had a tunnel created and once they got through the different parts of the prison, you know, they went through and got through things, you know, any noise, he had to make up, you know, excuses for the noise of the prison or the noise of cutting through holes and all that. I mean, my gosh, I mean, absolutely incredible, you know. So, you know, they, you know, at least, I mean, you know, it's kind of cool that we find this stuff. I mean, it sucks that they, you know, escaped. You know, these guys are you know, convicted murderers serving life sentences. So, you know, it makes it really difficult to cheer these guys on. But, you know, God, they really were quite inventive in how they got out. So, anyway, so one was shot and killed, one was caught and told his story. This week's rant, white privilege and its power and control. So, you know, a lot of people are, you know, a lot of times you hear the phrase Black Lives Matter, or everyone's like, well, how about all lives matter? It's like, okay, you know, people are like, well, what about white people? What about white, you know, white people have rights and everything like that? Excuse me, but history has shown, and it's the dark history of how black people were treated in this country versus white people. I mean, that's why the phrase Black Lives Matter, because we're still dealing with this issue of black people being treated worse than white people. I mean, You know, and I hate to say that, you know, it's a touchy subject here, you know, on how things are. But, you know, when you say Black Lives Matter, you're not saying that, you're not discounting any other lives. You know, I mean, it's just we're trying to address the issue of erasing racism in this country. And, you know, like I said, we have a history, you know, the minorities, you know, gay people have been, you know, and gay people, gay lives matter, you know, I mean, you know, there's been this history of abuse, and we need to get rid of it completely. I mean, it needs to go away without, and not return. But, you know, people still have an issue of trying to get, you know, prove that they're the dominant race, or they're worried about white supremacy, or they're worried, you know, we have the KKK, we have all these other things. God, you know, I talk about this often, you know, every once in a while in my podcast, but, you know, if we would just treat people equally and fairly and move on from our racist and bigoted past, we wouldn't need days or weeks or months dedicated to showing that we care about certain people. It's all about equality, and let's move on. Let's get rid of this, okay? All right, this week's shameless plug, Catching Up with Podcast. Yes, I know it's confusing to my listeners that I've gotten way behind. Got almost 30 episodes at this point. It's, you know, the first part of December. This episode was supposed to be the first part of June. So, yeah, that's a ways, you know, 5 months. Sad but true. But, you know, I do want to record each episode instead of just letting go, and I want to be current. I want to get to current. You know, I'm supposed to do 104 episodes this year, so I'm way behind and need to, you know, find my way to getting caught up. Instead, I go weeks without posting anything. I blog before about my distractions in my life. The last couple of years, it's caused me to blog less, which in turn, I now podcast less. For reasons for my own sanity and for my own efforts, I want to complete these episodes that I've already done research for, the news stories. Yes, I've written up most of everything here. It's just a matter of sitting down and actually doing what I'm doing now, recording these episodes. So as I get a few done in a row, it really helps my internal self here, and, you know, trying to get myself back to completing things and not being so distracted. I mean, it's more than just distraction. You know, there's a lot of other things that come into play. My life, I get a lot of interruptions by a lot of people, you know, both, you know, people that I work with, people that my family, you know, and it's hard to refocus. And so I just need to get myself back to that point of refocusing and get on that schedule again here. So, listener Capgar, Kevin Apgar, has suggested that I do a month summary to help get me caught up, which is a good suggestion. And it's one that I'm still considering here. So, I just want to thank you for your patience with me in these episodes and going weeks in between these things here. And that my hope is that I will get current one day and stay current. And that will happen here very soon. So, welcome to my life. And I still, you know, don't get me wrong, I still love doing these podcasts. I still love blogging. I still love writing, you know. I just don't do it that often anymore, and it's sad, and it really takes a lot out of me. And my goal, I'm trying to make this last final push here before the end of December, the next 3 weeks, to get caught up with my podcast, get on a regular blogging schedule again before 2016 comes, because 2016 I'm gonna make you my bitch. Hey, policeman, leave those kids alone. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.